Everyone shut up. Shut up, viewer.
Wait.
I said shut up.
Okay. I thought. God damn it.
So, last time JB and I hung out, we were looking at cards in the future like Bad Boys. And we found a thing that when we found it, I grabbed JB's arm and we both started shaking. In the wonders of what could be value. And JB said, we aren't allowed to tell anyone about this. And then they tested the deck and said, this sucks. So my question to you, JB,
so
is,
can we talk about
you
it?
You want to talk about
it? Yeah, kind of.
So context. The deck that got you your Nationals invite. Buys. National time.
Yes.
What's it like?
It's the fucking one we've talked about for six episodes.
Ding, ding. It's the slot machine.
Promo Black War Greymon, Digiburst 2, six times to swing for all the checks and win the game in one turn.
And that deck plays a bunch of X antibodies and DNA Chimeramon to put
as many sources under the Black War Grey as possible.
Yeah. And in BT17, we get a white Greymon.
This Greymon, it's complicated. It's a Greymon. It's a level 4.
Digivolves for 2.
Digivolves for 2 from anything with Agumon in its name. This part is important. It also has some text that says, this Digimon has all the names of level 3 or lower Digimon in its sources. So this Greymon is also named Agumon and Koromon. And Agumon X Antibody, for that matter.
Yeah. So, if we are playing for the tallest stack possible, we can go Koromon, Agumon, Agumon X, BT7 Greymon.
BT17 Greymon.
BT17 Greymon.
Agumon
X.
BT17 Greymon, Agumon X, you get the picture.
Yeah. And the Greymon, it says, if this Digimon has Koromon in its name, gain plus 2 KDP, then delete a Digimon smaller than it.
Which will be most Digimon by the second or third loop.
Especially because you're getting Agumon Inheritance to get bigger. And now you can kill the thing that was going to ace or the blocker. So do you even need DNA Chimera anymore?
Not really.
You just build a tower.
But all I have to do between now and when BT-17 releases is just fudge the numbers as much as I can to find the goddamn thing that works. Because let me tell you, I have sat alone in a like tabletop simulator lobby with six or seven versions of this deck with changed numbers, just seeing like, all right, can I do it on turn 3 yet? No? Okay, back to the drawing board.
Yeah. Because you need 2 memory every time you get up to Greymon, right?
2 memory for every time you get to Greymon. You also need enough Agumons in hand to like keep that loop going.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have the 5 and the 6 ready to go.
And the memory cost on the 5 and the 6 is... The 6 is 3. The 5 is...
The 5 is anywhere from 4 to 1. Thank you, Greymon X Antibody.
Oh, God. Yeah, if you can find that one.
Yeah, exactly.
So the perfect stack is... I'm going to count on my fingers. A levels 2, 3, 3, 4, 3... 3, 4, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 6.
Five.
Oh, 2 5s.
Five,
that's
five,
so
six.
Greedy.
It is pretty greedy.
And then 6. So that's 14 cards. You might tuck an X ante.
What's your favorite 14 card combo?
And you're going to draw cards all the way up. So if you don't have it, you might just play the first 6 and be like, hope I find it along the way.
I wish more cards searched for Agumons.
They all search for Greymon. They don't care about the baby.
They don't care about the baby. Welcome to Security Checkpoint.
We care about the baby here.
This is a podcast about the English format, quote unquote,
Digimon, the Greymon trading card
of the Greymon trading card game. I'm one of your hosts. My name is JB.
My name is Nolan.
I can't wait to put 14 cards under our promo Black War Greymon. It's the thing I've been dreaming of since it was released.
Yeah. And it's like the opponent's going to say you go into the four, then you're like, oh, you're a three again? Okay, four. Oh, you're a three again? And they're waiting for their turn. Like when could this stop?
Because it's like, if my opponent has a board of like four Digimon, right? I'll go into the first one. All right, pop the Gazimon. Like, ah, dang it. Oh, well. Go into the second one. Pop the blocker. Pop the level five. And then the fourth. Yeah, pop also your ace and give me overflow. That's a good point.
If they have the ace already.
If they have the ace on the board.
Yeah. But by the time BT-17 comes out, we're going to have aces on six and sevens. So you're going to have to clear that board.
Yeah. It will be work, certainly.
But you could do it.
I definitely could.
You could do it.
Do you know how many Agumon say if this is Greymon plus 2K?
Yeah. Not to mention, like, you usually play the one cost red option that says...
I didn't even think about
you atomic...
That.
What is it called?
No, it's Lightning Joust.
You Lightning Joust on just the Agumon. while it's red, baby. Like, that Greymon's white as hell.
Yeah, the Greymon being white also means that I can't play red training boosts in the deck. Something that something you may not know about training boosts. If you're playing a yellow training boost, you can only pop it to go into a yellow Digimon, which I wasn't particularly aware of. I feel like I've maybe fudged that rule. And I'm sure some people have fudged that rule. Because it's hidden so deep in there in that text.
Yeah, and it's funny. It's the opposite of HPD. HPD says your green Digimon is digivolving into whatever. And this says your Digimon, whatever, is digivolving into a color of the training.
So anyway, card shark your friends. Rules shark your friends? Don't
So you
do
have
that.
To play memory. You have to play the memory boost, not the training. Or wait, does Scramble work for you? What's Scramble do?
you don't know.
I don't know.
It says delay to...
One of your red Digimon may digivolve into a red Digimon card with its cost reduced by 3, delay, return a red Digimon from the trash. If you don't have a Digimon, play a dude with 2K or less. This is for old slot machine. Who cares?
I need that brand spanking new Big Bang Theory themed... seven row slot machine.
You're telling me you're going to go into the third Greymon and say Bazinga? This sucks. Humor sucks.
If my Greymon hits an ace Digimon and I get some overflow, I might say Bazinga.
You might say Bazinga.
I might.
Your opponent would be so mad. He'd be like, cool, my turn. He's like, oh, we've just begun.
No.
Not even at the five yet.
Digivolve into red, yellow, Agumon. All right, now I play three Blinding Rays.
So each Greymon is 2 memory needed. The 5 is 1 to 4 memory. So let's say that's an average of 3. So if we want 3 white Greymons, that's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then the cost of the 6. So we need 12 memory for this to work. Is that right? Speaking to the microphone, is that right?
Let me be!
This deck could play TK Inkari.
Oh shit, it kind of could.
How are we gonna get $12?
How are we gonna get $12? TK Inkari hasn't been a bad idea.
Honestly,
3-6
Red Scramble could still work if you play DNA Chimera. Because you could get back the Agumon from the discard pile, X it into one of your fours, and then DNA one four stack that has like 12 sources and the other one that has 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then DNA them together to cheat the 5 cost. Go to the 6 with Scramble.
But
the
issue with putting any colored cards into this deck is because I'm going to so many different colors in my Digimon. Like Red Scramble won't hit Black War Greymon promo, or Black Scramble won't hit my level 4 Greymon.
You play analog?
Things like that.
Analog,
right?
Boy's not good enough.
Analog is not good enough.
But I don't think we have to worry about whatever color fixer we're playing not hitting Greymon, because every Agumon says look for Greymon.
I'm not saying search for Greymon. I'm saying Red Scramble cannot digivolve me into promo.
Yes. So the question is where we get our money. For this lemonade stand.
I'm broke.
This 6-story tall lemonade stand.
14 dinosaurs underneath my floorboards.
Now that we have context, I want to go back to we were sitting in a room in the dark. It was like Saturday night at 1 a.m. or something. And you were just surfing BT-17 cards and you said, what the fuck do I do with this Greymon? And we were just staring at it and I grabbed your arm and we made eye contact.
It's...
And we just started vibrating. It's such a dream to dream. It's awesome.
It's a huge dream. It's a big dream. And I will continue dreaming. I'm scared to work too hard to make it too good before it comes out. Because it feels like some choice band shit to me if it's too good. Like, if I make this shit consistent, then what do I lose to?
Sure, but for it to get banned, you have to first prove it.
Yeah, of course. But I don't want to do that. I don't want it to get banned, so I don't want to prove it.
I don't think it's going to get banned. I really don't think your 12 memory combo from 15 cards is it the slightest of Bandai's worries.
Okay.
Have you seen Apocalymon?
Yeah, it's pretty nutty. But I think it runs four Blinding Ray, four Gravity Crush. It has to run all of them.
Eight cards?
It has to run all
of them. You're drawing a lot of cards. Maybe you can get away with it.
And I'm searching for a lot of cards that aren't them. You know what I'm saying?
You don't think any red ties? You don't think any...
Fuck no. Maybe the Give It plus 2K red tie.
The one that... How does that one gain memory? When it digivolves?
If you have a vaccine in your hand, maybe?
What?
That's the three cost one. I think there's a memory setter tie that gives bonus DP to a vaccine.
When a card is removed from your opponent's security stack by suspending the tie, gain a memory. That's not. It's too late.
Yeah, it's too late when that happens. But in any case, we have literally about 6 months at least.
Next Nats.
Next Nats, I could be playing this.
Yeah.
That is if I find that beautiful, perfect combination of cards that lets me just
get $12.
Just get $12 when I need it, dude. Please.
In a game of 10 maximum dollars.
Please.
If I could just have 12.
Do you think if I show up at the tournament with like like six other memory gauges set somewhere between like 2 and 5 on my side, and I'm like, I've been saving these up. Do you mind if I use this
been
memory?
Saving my memory for games on games. All for nationals. So what's funny is that in the old slot machine, you would play Agumons to find your pieces before you went off.
Yeah.
In this one, you really need to find money.
I need to find money.
Before you go off. Because the pieces will find themselves once you start going 2, 3, 3, 4, 3, 3, 4.
As long as I have 2 Agumon X's in hand, I feel confident about starting that search.
Yeah.
But I don't feel confident starting until I have 3 memory getter cards.
And how do we find those?
Exactly. 4 Fireball? Okay.
Yeah, Fireball draws 2. Fireball it can't draws be, 2. Can't be training boosts. It can't.
You know what? Now that we have this Greymon that just deletes shit, I think I don't want my Fireball to ever miss the draw. I think I have to play the Shoutmon 2 cost.
Oh, the one that just says draw 2 cards?
Yeah.
Isn't there a better one?
No.
There's Rowdy Rocker. Oh, that one's 2 cards still.
That's 0 cards. That is tuck a red card under a
and digital. Draw 2.
And draw 2?
Yeah. Rowdy Rocker? It costs
what?
2. Yeah. I was looking at every single option that says draw cards yesterday because of my problems.
Oh, sure.
If you do, trigger, draw 2. It has to be a level 4 or lower Digimon that you place under.
And it has to be, and it has to be red, which is another problem.
I mean, the hell are you putting underneath? That's not red.
You're
never putting the Greymon on the bottom.
Agumon, the black Agumon X is a card that I have. I also can't slot white Greymon, which isn't a problem really, I guess. But
how do we find money in this deck? Viewer, do you have any ideas? You can stop shutting up now.
Thank you for being so patient, though. Yeah, if you've got ideas,
if you know
cards,
where we can get cash, hit us up in the,
and quick.
Hit us up in the comments. I played in the Ulti Cup.
You sure did.
I did.
Against Apocalymon and all his friends.
Well, here's the thing that I learned about that tournament. I respect you too much.
Me?
Yeah. Which, I don't know. I guess, here's the thing is, you got me going. a few years ago, that Gabumon was all going to be of the first Nats, and you were so fucking right. You were right. And so I trusted you when you said everyone would be playing Apoc. I played against Apoc fucking once. I was teched out for it as much as I could, and I lost in three. And if I had just played my normal shit, I think I would have had a better chance against the rest of the field. But regardless, I still had a great time, learned a lot about my deck, made a lot of people confused. Quantumon is all I care about. I need it to be known. It's my whole thing. And I think eventually I need to test security control with Quantumon. But right now I am so trapped in the Quantumon world. I don't know.
The quantum realm, yeah. Please.
Oh, duh. Why didn't I think of it? You'll edit this out. The quantum realm that, like, I'm kind of. So, like, what I'm working on right now is this Flame Hellscythe dot deck, Quantum Scythe, right? I regurgitate fives, I discard them. I swing with rookies as fast as I can to make them play, and I go into Quantum, fix the problems, close from there. Maybe there are other ways to play Quantum. And I am so obsessed with making this Quantum Scythe list the perfect 50 cards that I haven't been able to properly experiment with other ways to play Quantum. And they might just be as simple as playing archetypes like Monzaemon with a Quantum on top. You know, I don't want to play Bloom. But other archetypes, you know, good old-fashioned Japanese archetypes that were 35 of those cards are decided for you when you get there. Mm-hmm. I could try that with Quantum, but I'm just so obsessed with this. Okay. 2 years ago, JB.
Oh, God. Okay.
After some random, I think it was the Anime Fest tournament here in Texas, we had some friends over. We all met at my house to play some Digimon and hang out afterwards. And I was playing Digimon against someone, and I don't remember what I did, but my opponent went, huh? And you said in the clearest, most confident voice, Nolan plays this game so fucked up.
Uh-huh.
And I can't get myself off of playing this game so fucked up the way I want to try what could just be strictly better. This other weird shit. Like that? I don't know what that card does.
Sure.
You're looking at a picture of Deribitmon?
Diarbitmon.
The bunny one.
I was just looking for some green cards that maybe play some low-cost green cards to go into Quantumon, but this only plays Angoramons, which isn't as helpful.
Yeah. Card costs 6 for 6, though. I also think I'm probably not valuing, you know, going into a Quantum, seeing the security, dealing with the threat, and then, like, putting Shinegreymon Ruin Mode on top. I could focus around having Quantum as a tool in other decks, but what my deck is doing right now, this weird thing I'm working on, is it is a Quantummon deck. Mm-hmm. It's not a deck with Quantummon as a tool. It's a Quantummon deck, which is why I'm running, you know, Tai and Kari's in this 5 package. Maybe that's not the right way to do it, but I can't stop. I'm stuck, and I don't know how to stop. And I've been stuck for so long, JB, that which is why it leads to conversations like this, where I word vomit Quantumon feelings and you go, huh, Deribitmon. I think you're done with it. You've read Quantumon, you get it.
We've just had a very similar conversation on this podcast for like 4 episodes in a row.
I feel like this one was different. I really do, viewer.
Okay. This one was marginally different because it was now I did this thing with Quantumon and I don't know what to do. Before it is, I haven't done anything with Quantumon and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I just don't know whether to keep obsessing about making this deck perfect or move on. Try something else.
No one can give you that answer.
I know, it's just me out here. The answer might just be running a yellow stack deck that can, like, poke, have a few hybrids, and then either go into Quantum from a stack or just a Magna Ace. That might be the answer. And I can play yellow training. I can just search for stuff.
You don't want to play stack decks.
And I don't draw cards that way. Like, I have been so in this journey to find, you know, Quantum Scythe.deck perfect 50 cards, I have become spoiled by eggs that say draw a card.
Uh-huh.
In all the decks I've played for the past 4 fucking years, the only egg I ever played that said draw a card was the one from Diaboromon. That's the only egg I've really played competitively that says draw a card.
That's so bizarre. No, you've played so much.
Oh, I guess I played Yellow Upamon.
And also play a two-cost option, draw one.
Sure, but what I'm talking about is I push up a rookie. The first rookie that comes out swings and draws a card.
Oh, sure.
Other decks do that all the time. I've never done it, and I'm addicted now. And now I'm at this point where I have like the red base of Quantum Scythe that's running four fucking Guillemons and two fucking, I don't know, the little guy with maracas. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. Muchomon?
I think it's Muchachomon.
I think it's Muchomon.
Let's find out. Muchomon, you're right.
Nice. What does it say?
When one of your red Digimon attacks a player, draw one. And it's not a one attacking.
No.
So in my head, there was one night really late at night. I was like, if I think there's going to be a lot of Venusmon,
I should run
Muchomon over win attacking Guillemon.
Oh my God.
These are the thoughts that keep me up at night.
When you're too lost in the sauce.
I'm stuck.
Man, if the Venusmon matchup is popular.
People are playing it. Dude, Monzaemon's everywhere. Everyone loves those bears.
Yeah. But if there's a Venusmon on the board, I don't think your first problem will ever be, how do I draw one more card here?
It might be.
There's a lot
of situations in this fucking deck where I'm like, where's the next Quantum? And I've shown this list to people, and they're like, you're running four fucking Quantum? And I'm like, yeah, I wish I could run five. Like, she's everything. Nope. I went down to three Quantum and tested for 4 days, and I hated myself.
Yeah.
I fucking hated it. I want one all the time. I want to know what's in there. Let me in.
It's.
You're such a good friend for listening to me break down over this Ghost game promo that there has to be someone else out there. I need a dating app, but some sort of
a dating app.
I need a dating app. I have a girlfriend, but she would understand because she's heard me talk about Quantum on.
She doesn't need to hear this.
She doesn't want to.
Which is why we need the dating app.
I think both of our significant others are part of a Facebook group.
Okay.
That is a, you want to explain it?
I'm not fully convinced this is real because my partner at one point says that it claims she's seen a TikTok where someone was advertising like a support group for partners of Digimon players and then told your girlfriend who was trying to get that information. But my girlfriend has not spoken one fucking word about it since. So I think she made it up.
What if it is real and we just can't know about it?
Sure. That might be.
What if they talk about us on there? What if they make fun of us? That'd be so cool.
I feel pretty good.
That'd be awesome.
No, I don't know. I she swears it's real, but I'm not sure.
If it is, we'll never get to see it. That's not
we're not
us.
Allowed in there.
It's like you don't go to someone's AA unless they invite you.
Sure.
You do not get to know about AA. I'm imagining my girlfriend in a plastic chair in a circle, and it's
in some high school gymnasium.
Yeah, and she's just like, I guess it gets to look in the opponent's cards, and he likes that. Really likes it.
Thank you. Now
everyone's clapping. Yeah, thanks for talking.
Next person goes and just says, they say digivolve so fucking much.
It's the dumbest word.
It's the worst word I've ever heard, and they say it every fourth seconds.
And then your girlfriend is there, and it's like, JB doesn't know how to count. It's like 2, 3, 3, 4, 3, 3, 3, 4. 3, 3, 4.
God damn.
Christ.
I would say that I should make a support group for just Digimon players, but that's just called therapy.
Yeah. One thing that I've learned about Digimon players that I'm not happy about is that with this new obsession of making this perfect 50 cards about Quantumon, I've been playing with a lot of random people on the internet. A whole lot of them. And I'd say I've started counting. Like, I kept a sheet one day. 3 out of 4, if not 4 out of 4 opponents I play on a normal day, spend most of their turn complaining about, oh, I'm just not drawing. Oh, I'm missing this. Oh, you had this start. And it's not fun. It's cards. It's variance.
Yeah.
Why are you here if you're just going to complain? This is the escape. It's not the...
This isn't the work.
Yeah.
This isn't your job.
But people just go into Digimon ready to have a bad time, and I want to tell them to quit. And it's like, I'm here for the fun part. And I don't get the fun part because they're just complaining the whole time. I need to play with less random people on the internet, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe just normal people.
Do you find that there is more or less complaining when you play against randoms on, say, webcam?
Webcam. It's 100% webcam.
Oh, okay.
With normal people, or not normal people, but on Sims that have a Project Drizzle, those people usually will just say either GG or call me a slur, which I think I prefer. I think I prefer to someone complaining on webcam for 25 minutes.
Yeah, in a chat box, it is easier to say, oh, I won, bye. But if they're just molding it to your face, that's much
molding
more
to my hands, yeah, my torso,
much more socially awkward to escape.
It's just boring. I asked someone one day. I was just like, "Are you having fun?" And he said, "No, I'm not drawing fives." And I'm like, "And you think if you drew fives, you'd be happy?"
I would say stop playing decks that you need to draw fives for.
That's fair. I need my fives so bad. I need them so bad. The list I tried recently is playing... It was playing a suite of 4 Magna Ace, 3 Magna Old School, BT1, 2, whatever that got from. You think I'd know. 1 Angelmon, 1 Kingsuka, and 1 Maycrack. Just a full suite of all the fives I could ever need. And when I can't find one, all I can think is, I should run less. Because I'm already not finding them. I just want to play cards that say draw cards, and then I get lost. Which is why I think I kind of just want to play the red version of this deck, because my rookies say draw two. Oh yeah, back to the old point. I'm addicted to drawing cards right now. I'm addicted. And I think I'm not making this yellow version of Quantum.
Yeah, dude, I'm addicted to drawing cards too. I've got this really awesome oil painting of the 6 of diamonds that, oh man, I think you would really enjoy.
Oh, I guess painting is drawing.
Thank you for listening to the Security Checkpoint
Podcast. We are not there yet. We haven't even talked about Street Fighter.
Oh my god. Ed's out.
We were supposed to record yesterday.
But we couldn't.
But this dumb fuck.
I was... On Monday night at about 1 in the morning, I had the thought, oh man, Ed comes out tomorrow, doesn't he? I looked it up and I said, oh, Ed's out now.
Tomorrow is today, now.
And so I got on and I practiced combo trials for about 7 hours and then fell asleep at around noon. And I still can't do them.
Wait. 7 hours, 1 a.m. to noon? Blacked out for 5 hours. Blacked out for 5 hours, Your Honor.
Yes. You have to press so many buttons to play Ed.
He doesn't get to kick, right?
No, but kicks? He's got the kick buttons.
He slurped me the one time I played against him. He has tendrils of agony or something
that pull you into his fist.
Yeah, and I never know if they're hitting. Can I block them? Do I have to just jump? Is it a command grab?
You can block them. It's just a hit. Yeah, you block.
But it still pulls me in.
It'll still pull you, but less so, and even less so if you parry them.
Oh. What if I, press the graffiti button? Drive impact. I hope, viewer, you're playing some Street Fighter. I hope you understand what we're saying. If you don't, I'm so sorry.
Drive impact beats charge flicker, I believe, but not OD. OD is quick enough that you can recover.
Okay. So if he's glowing really, if he's really glowing, then I'll know not to press the graffiti button.
I've got one bread and butter for him that I can hit in casual matches.
Yeah.
Feels pretty good.
That's sick.
This feels pretty good.
I got on the other day to feel, because with the Ed patch came some balance changes, which hasn't happened since Street Fighter came out. And I wanted to see how bad JP felt, my character. And for the first time ever, I got to 1600 ELO in Master. And I was like, holy shit. Maybe just everyone's not taking it seriously. Maybe I'm on fire. This is it. And then the next day, I dropped straight to 1400. I was like, I'm going to play some games after work. And I just got smashed. And I was like, okay. All right. So it's just just playing video games.
It's just some video games.
Yeah.
No, it's a lot of fun. I only played casual matches the day that I had Ed.
Did you rent him?
No, I bought him.
Oh, you said the day I had him, so yeah. I was like, I thought.
Well, I could only find other Eds in casual matches.
Yeah, of course.
Which makes sense, but.
I'm surprised there's not an option to only queue against not Mirror in casual, but I guess they don't want to do that. They added in that you can queue worldwide now.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
This patch is neat. We'll see how Japan and America fight and what, with a 40 millisecond delay.
Yeah. So that's a Street Fighter update. I haven't stopped playing Marisa yet. I don't really have a preference yet, but it's hard to learn a second character.
It's so hard.
It's really hard.
You have to get to know a second character, I feel like you have to just know Street Fighter. Unless you just want to start over learning. I don't know how I put it. You need to know the whole system.
Yeah, and this is the first time in Street Fighter ever, in as long as I've played it, which is not very long, admittedly. But it's the first time where my game knowledge is higher than my character knowledge, and it's frustrating.
Oh.
It's frustrating to not be able to do the combo that I know I am open to do in this moment, you know?
Yeah.
And that's
weird. And that's just practice.
And that's just practice.
Yeah. There's a combo that JP can do that can carry them across the screen. And I practice it every day. Every time I get on Street Fighter, I'm like, I'm going to try it. It's still hard. You have to go green, but not the triple green. Just the single green.
Oh, sure.
Twice.
Oh, you can do that.
I can do it sometimes. I can do it.
I have to do it for all of my Marisa combos. You can do it twice in a row.
It's hard. And even then, I just carry them across the screen. I don't do a ton of damage. I just move them. Which as a higher level Street Fighter player, that's what you should want. But I'm just like, I could just do the combo that costs 3 bar. It does 1,000 more damage, baby.
That's crazy.
You want to go back to Quantumon? So when did you digivolve into her? You can put any Digimon.
Thank you for
security.
Listening to the Security Checkpoint podcast. It's been a great time.
What time are we at?
Like 37 minutes.
Oh, great. This is perfect.
Yeah, I know.
That's so crazy.
I thought you were bump setting.
And then you get to look in the opponent's
Holy
security.
Shit.
Right? And you can take any card out and put it on
Thank
top of
Thank you
their
for
deck.
Listening to the Security Checkpoint podcast. You can find us on Twitter at SEC Checkpoint. You can email us at seccheckpointpod@gmail.com. You can ask a little question in the Spotify box.
You can tech 4 Psychmon and still get owned by APOC.
You can just leave that in the back seat.
You just throw that wherever.
Thanks for listening. And we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah. And at the start of the opponent's turn, you get to name a card category.
Fucking
look
hell.
At the and then reveal the top card of their deck.
I'm leaving.
Once you reveal the top card of the deck, if it matches the card category, Quantumon gains protection from that card category till the end of turn. Then you can